A reading from Luke 18:6-8. And the Lord said, Listen to what the unjust judge says. And will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones, who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see that they get justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth?
Okay, I'm sort of going to defer to you on this one because it's a continuation of what we were talking about yesterday. It's a conclusion, but I'd love you to elaborate on it a little bit.
Well, Jesus contrasts now this judge, this earthly judge, with God, who is not one who is withholding, but loves to bring blessing. And says that shouldn't we as chosen ones continue to cry out day and night for his intervention? I guess one of the subtexts here, or maybe the elephant in the room, is the timing of God's intervention. Sometimes it feels like God is pretty slow, and he's not responding in a time frame like we would like. I think most of us have no problem with God's intervention. We see situations where we say that can't be explained naturally. That had to be. The mystery for us are the times when God doesn't do it in the way we would like or we are expecting, when we kind of have to wait. And I think of one of the great biblical schematic or epoch stories that is when he releases his children from Egypt. There's that passage, you know, that we know that it was hundreds of years that they were there in slavery and developing to become this great nation. For them, it didn't feel like they were becoming a great nation. Their slavery was difficult. But there's the passage in Exodus which says, God was watching and he heard their groans and he was preparing. And the question is, well, why not 100 years earlier? Or, you know, why not even 5 years earlier? That's that aspect of waiting on God's intervention, of trusting him, that in his wisdom and his plan, he releases what is actually best for us and which is working out into the restoration of many people.
Yeah, what I was thinking as you were speaking is one of the Psalms is plaintively crying out, when will we hear from you, God? Mm-hmm. And this is, God has been silent for a long time. And throughout the Old Testament, there are periods of great silence. When you come back to the individual, me or you or anybody else, the greatest single mistake we can make is to come to believe that time began with our birth date and that history begins with our life. And that everything prior to our being has no particular relevance. In other words, it's a very easy thing to carve up life into the individual life and forget about eternity and forget that the generations that came before us suffered and loved and laughed and enjoyed and on and lived and died just like we do. And there's nothing particularly special about us. But there is something tremendously special about God's plan, and that we may or may not play what we consider to be a major role in that, which is fine, because we are playing a role in it if we're only aware of it, and that we don't reduce life itself to our own life.
And it brings us back to two biblical themes that come up over and over that are quite simple, and yet they're so simple they're hard for us to live out: trust and obey. Trust is believing that God is telling a bigger story behind the scene. And in the meantime, obey. Simply be faithful where we're at and wait to see what he releases in his time.